This podcast is brought to you by the Specialty Produce Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ashley Lee. I'm the founder of Center for Conscious Kids. I'm here today to introduce my colleague, Annie Peterson-Kalackar. Annie and I together founded the Brain Integration Institute. Annie has been an intuitive all her life. She has roots in family constellation work, which is used to heal the soul of the family. Over the last few years, while working with her medically fragile daughter, she showed a natural gift for doing advanced energy healing work, and we've been working on cases together ever since. She is going to share with us about whole health healing, among other things. Before we go deeper, though, I just wanted to send out a big thank you to Specialty Produce Network for helping me and others for Center for Conscious Kids present podcasting to our listeners. Okay, back to our special guest. I met Annie 5 years ago, working with her family to relieve allergies. Together, we discovered we love to research all aspects of healing the mind, body, and soul. As a mom, Annie was big on the idea of non-physical medicine, which is non-touch energy medicine. For the kids, this meant no pills, no heating pads, no bad-tasting liquids, maybe even no scary needles. As a pediatric nurse, I really love this idea. This is where I realized Annie and I were aligned in providing non-touch, advanced energy healing. We both wanted people, especially children, to have sudden and spontaneous healing. But the big question was, how to get there? This inspired and motivated us, and we've been talking about this ever since.
Hi, everyone. Good to be here. I'm Annie Peterson-Kalackar. And I must add that our story actually continues because we discovered we were very successful in our mission to create non-physical healing. And that was so exciting for us. And the reason for that is because many conscious families with highly sensitive children got wonderful results. And along the way, Ashley saw this need develop in her private practice. She saw the need to support and educate many highly sensitive children and their parents to manage their pain, illnesses, and difficulty relating to the world, especially the ones with sensory processing issues. And at the same time, I was noticing that my highly exclusive clients were struggling with their mental and emotional health and didn't want their children to be like them. They wanted to raise their children to be happy and peaceful and truly standing in their power. So that's when we put our heads together and began to envision this course of programs that would address whole health healing for both parents and children so that families can enjoy greater harmony together. And along with healing their energetic bodies, we were thinking, well, let's also give them self-empowerment tools that would serve them for life, right? And I think one of the key ideas that actually led to our success in creating these programs was exploring this concept of whole health healing and then sharing that with our clients. And, you know, whole health healing, if I may explain this here, is really quite simple. Each person is made of energy on the quantum and atomic levels. And our physical body has its own energy field, or sometimes people call it a biofield. And then we also have this mental energetic body that's comprised of all the thoughts that we have. And this includes judgments and beliefs that work with our brain to protect us and keep us alive. Then we have an emotional energetic body that contains, let's call it the vibrations or the frequencies of all the emotions we have not released. And by the way, emotions come and go from this field as we shift and change, right? Because when we get a healing, we're letting go of negative energies and that improves our emotional energetic body. And finally, the fourth most common energetic body that everyone has is a spiritual energetic body. And this is often referred to as the field that contains the soul and all of its history and lessons. And these four energetic bodies we call PEMS. It's just an acronym, but it works for us when we're doing a check-in. So P stands for physical, E is for emotional, M is for mental, and S is for spiritual. And, you know, the PEMS are given huge consideration when we look at whole health healing, because this is where we find the root cause of illness or dis-ease in the body and then relieve it. And I would also add that, you know, from these energetic bodies, we release the root cause, and that's where we begin to facilitate a healthy brain and nervous system. Would you agree, Ashley?
Oh, I completely agree. I usually start looking for people's root cause with the PEMS to determine where to go next, to determine and support the healing completely. For example, the physical energetic body starts with a manifestation of a symptom, illness, or condition. Many times that's where it first shows up, but many times that discovery in the root cause can be actually different. It can be in the other energetic bodies. And it's key to the healing process to understand and determine that root cause. In the physical energetic body, we could find, for example, pathogens, toxins, poisons, all different kinds of different things that are happening in the physical body. But where did they come from? Did they come from something physical or something else? So then we look in the emotional body, where we could find stuck emotions that did not get expressed, maybe because the person didn't even know they could express them, for example. That can even contribute to physical problems, physical symptoms. Then we would look at the mental energetic body, where we could have beliefs around the way our body works or doesn't work, which does lead to many forms of physical dysfunction. In the spiritual energetic body, we can find such things as difficulty finding our life purpose. We could have people pleasing. We could have, for kids, sleeping with the light on. We could have unique fears and all kinds of things. When I started to work with Annie, I worked with her into supporting her for her daughter. Her daughter had experienced, when she was first born, she had manifested a respiratory distress. And on each year of her birthday, she would have this respiratory distress happen again and again. When she was born, she was placed on a ventilator as her heart and lungs were not functioning well as a newborn. And every year, she then had respiratory distress over and over again, just around the time of her birthday. It was a very unusual symptom pattern. During the discovery process, we found that the pattern of dysfunction was coming from and relieved that for her symptom of her energetic, what we basically found was her energetic and spiritual bodies were out of alignment with her physical body. And when we were able to address those and work with her energetically, she shifted and had not experienced that anymore. Her birthday is coming up soon, so we'll see how she does this year.
I know. I'm sure she'll do great. She's made some significant changes since then.
Yeah. So let me clarify just a little bit about what her daughter was experiencing. She had memory cells in her heart and lungs that were associated with the emotions of feeling unsafe, unloved, and feelings of pain that were able to then be released. And she had carried that all those years, even from that newborn state. It was also noticed that her spiritual essence was a little injured from this experience and thus was supported afterwards. Energetically, we repatterned her cellular memory in her physical body and updated other energetic bodies that were out of sync since her birth. And since the last 2 years, it's restored her symptoms. And I mean, restored her natural state without having those symptoms at her birthday.
Yeah, and I'll be happy to report what goes on this year. But I would like to clarify something, you know, for anyone who might be wondering, you know, did we just wipe her memory clear like Men in Black? No, the brain is actually very resilient and happy to let go of things that are in memory cells that are not good. So she keeps the memory in her mental mind of the event around birth. However, when the cellular memory was released from the physical tissues of her heart and lungs, those organs were then free to perform in a more balanced or functional way, which is what we want, right? It's more optimal.
Yes.
So the bottom line is that we cleared all the discordant emotional energies, which then freed her body. And you see her limbic system, it's a part of the brain, and that was having to track this unusual data combination from the heart and lungs to the brain and nervous system because it was wired together. And I guess I could explain this a little differently. Emotions are like glue in the tissues. Think of it as the glue bonds the frequencies of the emotions to the diseased state or the illness in the body. Okay. So when we talk about releasing these discordant energies from tissues, like in my daughter's case, it was feeling unsafe, unloved, feelings of pain. Those were getting cleared from the tissues. We were dissolving the frequency, the energies that were keeping that in the tissues. And another aspect of this is that the nervous system doesn't have to keep running into the cellular memory of being unloved, pain in the body, you know, among other things that went into creating the respiratory distress. So the cellular memory in my little girl's case was sort of acting like an alarm clock. You know, every year when her birthday rolled around, she'd reproduce all these symptoms that happened at her birth. And all we did was we turned off the alarm clock. So the brain and the nervous system no longer had to keep checking for the problem, right? Because that was the problem, it survived. And so now she no longer needs to carry out the replication of the symptoms because the alarm clock is turned off. And this is what we call turning off the trauma. So the brain integration part of this is quite simple. Without the trauma to track and replicate, because it's gone, resources in the brain have been freed up. The brain doesn't have to track this anymore. So that means the nervous system gets freed up too. And now the brain and the nervous system will actually talk better with the cardiovascular and the respiratory system, which belong to the heart and lungs, right? That's pretty much how that works.
I totally agree that you're absolutely right. I really, really wanted to point out who benefits from this kind of advanced energy healing. Well, it's really a broad spectrum. It's from children who are even in utero. I've had many cases of pregnant women who have had actually very good outcomes from their pregnancies by receiving this type of energy healing. So from embryo to newborn, young children to teens, adults and the elderly, everyone really seems to benefit tremendously from all of this advanced energy healing work.
Yeah, because we're all made of energy. And, you know, personally, I would love it if people would start asking themselves this question. Would I like to be able to change the way I feel at any moment? Right? Would I like to be able to change the way I feel at any moment? If we are simply energy, then could we change the energy? And I love this question because this is really the question on the table. And I think, you know, Ashley, you and I, we're just totally determined to empower everyone we work with to be able to change how they feel. You know, people come to us every day and they say, can you change this? I really want to fix this part of my body. I don't like this pain. Can we make this go away? And the answer is yes. We hear this. We know we can do this. So we want to teach people you can change the pain in your body and your perception of it. You can support and nurture and heal your body parts. You can change your mind and your feelings. And the bottom line here is, like, you name it, we know you can change it. So I'd really love for people to begin thinking about, what would I like to change? And to feel confident that they could change at any moment.
Yes, absolutely. Children, especially children, because they have the opportunity now to pave their own path in life. They really do. By the early they learn to manage their emotions and stand in their power, they will begin to feel healthy, productive, and lead happy lives.
Yeah.
For instance, when there are no obstacles to a child's path, they can go deeper into discovery, imagination, creativity, and especially self-expression. When children receive brain and nervous system integration, their fine and gross motor skills dramatically improve. Additionally, their receptive and expressive languaging expands, which is why this work is so important for children with special needs like autism and others who experience sensory integration issues.
I totally agree. I see this with my two children. One is high special needs, and the other tends to lean towards the gifted end of the spectrum. The one with the special needs is very slowed down in the sense of discovery, imagination, creativity, and self-expression, you know? Yeah. But on the other end, the other child who doesn't have a lot of issues is fully immersed in all of those areas. And, you know, I see that every time my daughter gets advanced energy healing work, we begin to see her move into more discovery. Certainly her language emerges. And sometimes I know when Ashley and I do a big epic session on her, I always tell my husband, put your seatbelt on, because we did some work on her today. And so he knows. But I want to get back to why we created the Brain Integration Institute, because that is, you know, such a big part of our story, Ashley, because, you know, when we put our heads together a couple of years ago, we didn't know that everything we were doing was kind of culminating into this moment where we got to the point where we started crafting a very unique series of brain integration programs, of which we now have four, and each one of those is building upon the other. And the reason for this is simple, as I like to say. We're introducing healing concepts that are so revolutionary, people need to receive it in layers. I know I did. I mean, Ashley, you're like way beyond the PhD level in so many regards. And, you know, it's taken me time too as well to process some of the concepts. And as soon as I know for me, as soon as I got them, it was like, wow, you know, and I know a lot of the feedback has been wow as well. So I want to share with people, you know, why we designed each program and the way we did it. I think essentially every program, and Ashley, you feel free to jump in here, but everyone gets to practice opening to clear and release energies. They also get to let go of judgments and beliefs that are obstacles to healing. They get to practice the healing, and especially they've got, you know, a good handful of self-empowerment tools that we give them. And they get to receive the advanced energy healing from both of us, which is kind of unique, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, how often is it that you get two powerful healers sitting on a program working on you? I mean, it's unheard of, to be honest. And then also they get the brain and nervous system integration, which you and I both know creates calm and peace in a person's body. So what do you say? Should we give people a small taste of what they might experience?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay. So, here is a simplified healing exercise that you can experience right now. It's from the first program, the Foundation Brain Integration Program.
And I will guide you, or Annie will guide you through this, and I will be doing the advanced energy healing in the background.
Awesome.
And even though this tape is recorded, it also can record and embed the energy healing. So anytime you listen, this can be directly related to your own needs and your own desires about healing a certain aspect for your life.
Yeah, that is such wonderful news. I love that. Okay, so everyone take a moment. You may rest your eyes if you wish. Take a moment to breathe. And notice where in your body you have pain or an issue in your life. Now say in your heart or in your mind or out loud, whichever you're most comfortable doing, I consciously open to understanding what is contributing to my underlying pain or issue. Next, let's offer some comfort to your body for the uncomfortable feelings or emotions that may be arising. And just say to yourself, I acknowledge my physical pain or emotional discomfort in my body. And I let my body know that it is okay that it is feeling this way. Now let your body know. Just have a simple conversation right now with your body and say, I've got this. Thank you for getting my attention. And I've got this now. And breathe out pain or uncomfortable feelings. Now breathe in the healing energies to promote peace and confidence. Say out loud or to yourself, I can work through this. Now take a moment and notice what feels changed. And notice how the stress response to the pain or your issue has changed. And when you are ready, take a moment to center yourself. And breathe in your new state. Okay. Thank you, Ashley, for supporting everyone's energy through that short process.
It's my honor.
This is something we do. Of course, that was just a very, an hors d'oeuvre. There's such a big meal in those first and second programs. And Ashley and I do a significant bit of heavy lifting behind the scenes for everybody who's participating. We clear negative energies, discordant and suppressive energies from all four energetic bodies. And then in the third and fourth programs, we continue to clear energies in everyone's biofield. Because things show up in the energy since the last time we met. So at every program, everyone continues to get more and more clearings, more and more releases, and all of these free people from major obstacles to healing. So for anyone interested in our programs, you can find them on our website, which is, I'll say it and then I'll spell it. And don't anybody laugh if I trip over this world's record of a domain name, brainintegrationinstitute.com. That's www.brainintegrationinstitute.com and click transformational programs from the navigation bar.
That was Ashley, a mouthful.
It was. I know. And I had to go slow because I know I sometimes don't hear numbers very well. And I know people who don't hear letters very well. So I had to really,
you know how fast
I talk. So I had to go slow. But is it okay if I let people know that you and I also do private sessions?
Absolutely.
Okay. So now that the cat's out of the bag, we do private sessions and we have healing packages for anyone who wants their transformation done yesterday. And that really means that they, you know, you might be looking for a very intensive healing program with lots of attention from Ashley and myself. So if anyone is interested in doing this, we recommend an initial consultation, and we can address root cause in that first meeting. Even if it's a mysterious illness, it doesn't matter. Ashley and I can determine what's going on. And also the person can receive advanced healing energy from their first session with us.
Yes, thank you, Annie. Thank you for sharing with us today about what we do together and collaboratively for our clients. It was such a wonderful pleasure having you here on Center for Conscious Kids.
I was delighted to be here.
On the Specialty Produce Network.
Yes, Specialty Produce Network. Woo-hoo! Yeah, actually, I love working with you, and it's a pleasure to be on this podcast with you. And
we will talk to our guests soon.
Yes. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yes, please do.